Hello everyone, I'm Tamara Chaos. Isaiah 9:2. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in the land of deep darkness, a light will shine. Isaiah 9:2. Whose light are they going to see? Is it going to be yours or somebody else's? The other day, I was trimming the weeds in my front yard. I trimmed them because they're too hard for me to pull, so I trimmed them so that they're even with the rest of the stuff that's not weeds. And so I was using an electric hedge trimmer, and you know, the cord for the hedge trimmer kept falling out, and so periodically as I was trimming, I had to keep plugging it back in. And this reminded me of how we can be if we don't connect to God. You know, we're not the same if we don't connect to God. If we don't go to church and we don't read the Bible and we don't pray, we're not the same. We're not as strong as we could be. I couldn't do a thing with that hedge trimmer unless it was plugged into the house and getting power from the house. That's how it is with us and our relationship with God. God is the great light, and we are his beacons. God is like the lighthouse, and he's shining, and then he can shine through us. And that's why we need to stay connected, so that we can stay strong, so that we can stay connected to that light, so that we don't lose power. Can you imagine if we're not getting plugged into the source? How are you going to stay strong? You're just not. A light bulb needs electricity to work. Now, I'm sure there's some scientific way that it could work, but you know, for the most part, everybody uses light bulbs in their house and they get power from the house. We are his beacons, and he works through us so he can shine through us, and then we can boast about all the great things that God has done. So we need to stay connected to the source. Thank you.